Brachot Mutzlarts, and the Shaliach Lo'iloch has to say, Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtav. What if he only says, Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtav Chetzio? You have two chasimis on the bottom. What if he says, I was only present when one of the Eidim signed, and the other eight signed, I wasn't there? Then the Mishnah says that it's no good. He has to testify on both. So that's what we're up to, the Gemara on the bottom of the Daf. About five lines from the bottom of the Daf. Befanei Nechtav Kuloi, Befanei Nechtav Chetzio. Teknish, it's possible. Doesn't mean to get this puzzle. It means, so you have two chasimis on the bottom. What if he says, I was only present when one of the Eidim signed, and the other eight signed, I wasn't there? Then the Mishnah says that it's no good. He has to testify on both. So that's what we're up to, the Gemara on the bottom of the Daf. About five lines from the bottom of the Daf. Befanei Nechtav Kuloi, Befanei Nechtav Chetzio. Teknish, it's possible. Doesn't mean to get this puzzle. It means till you'll be mevarer that that the other chasimah was also written l'shma. If the Baal will come and he'll give the get in person, if you won't have a shliach l'halacha, the get will be good. It's only possible under these conditions. It's not sufficient birur that the get was written l'shma.
Couldn't we believe that it was only Medina Tayam? Because the Mishnah starts off Medina Tayam, so therefore all the rules here are only when it comes from Medina Tayam, but the Betocha Medina is...
That was the whole discussion at the beginning of the first period. That's right. So the Gemara is now going to comment the Chiddush. Amar Rav Chisda, this Shtikala Gemara, the next 20-30 lines, are details in Hilchas Gittin. It doesn't come up. Halacha Maisa never comes up. The only reason why we're going to do this, I mentioned we're going to skip a little bit later. The only reason why, because it's going to lead up to other Gemaras that are more famous, that are relevant in other areas of Halacha Gemara, not in Hilchas Gittin. So we'll have to suffer along a little bit with this Gemara, even though it's going to be a little boring. The detail is going to be a little boring. Amar Rav Chisda, Afilu Shnai Meidim Al Chasimas Yad Hasheni is also possible. What's the din? Let's say I have a shtar. The shtar says that you owe me $1,000,000. You start to scream, $1,000,000 is mezuyif. You don't know who I am. You never borrowed any money. Whatever. You say it can't be. $1,000,000 is impossible. So min ha-Torah, you can scream all you want. If I have a shtar that has two chasimas, so I win. You can't say parua. You can't say paraiti because I have the shtar shtoch of Yodim Boy. You can't say mezuyif because min ha-Torah there is no such thing. Maybe takonam of the Rabbanon that if you scream mezuyif, mezuyif, I have to make a kiyum ashtar. How do you make a kiyum ashtar? So there are different ways to make a kiyum ashtar. One way is if each one of the Eidim who signed comes and he says, I reckon, if they come and they say, I remember signing, this is Gorgavaldik, I remember signing this shtar, this is Gorgavaldik. What if he comes and he says, this is my signature, it's also Gavaldik. What if they are not available for comment, they're not live anymore, they live in Medina Sayam? You get other people who come and testify. So then you need two Eidim. Then you need two Eidim on Reuven's Chasime. Ashtar that says he owes me $1,000,000. And he says he doesn't know who I am. How can he have borrowed $1,000,000? So you need Reuven and Shimon signing on the bottom supposedly. And he says there must be the whole thing is Mizuy. So I need two Eidim to testify on Reuven's Chasime, two Eidim to testify on Shimon's Chasime. If you have the same two Eidim, recognize Reuven and Shimon as Matayv, that's Gevaldik. But if you don't, so you have two Eidim on Reuven's, two Eidim on Shimon's, it'll be good. Fine. Min HaTorah, Min HaTorah, that means, that's what the Gemara quotes. Min HaTorah, if I have a shtar that has two Eidim Chasime, there's no negotiation. You can scream all you want and we're going to ignore your screaming. But that's called Nasekim Mishnechko Yudus Mebezin, we accept the shtar. But Midi Rabbanon, if you keep on screaming, that is mizuyif, so you have to make a kiyum. I have to make a kiyum before I can collect. So the kiyum can be done either the Eidim come and they say, we remember signing this document, or that's Gorgavaldik, or the Eidim come and they say, that looks to the best of our knowledge, it looks like our handwriting. Or if you have other people come and say, we think that that's their handwriting, then you need two Eidim on each chasim. Then it's not enough. If the Eidim himself comes and he says, I look at it and I say, yeah, it looks like my handwriting. So you don't need me with another person. If I come all by myself, it's all takona de rabbanon. It's not a din deraisa. Min ha-Torah, You cannot dine a mezuyif. We're talking about takanas from the rabbanon over here. So the takana the rabbanon was if the yid comes, he says, I recognize my chasimis. That's good enough. If he says, I recognize someone else's chasimis, then you have to have two eidim testifying on it. So the Gemara has over here, the Mishnah says, if the shliach lo hilacha comes to Eretz Yisrael with a get that originated from chutz lords, and maybe you get the Mishnahs are written in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the way it's described. The get originated in New York and he brings it to Eretz Yisrael. So the shliach is supposed to be present when the sefer writes it lishma, at least the ksilas, tchilas haksiva lishma, and when they both eidim sign it lishma. He wasn't there for the second chasimah. So take technish. He says, b'fanai nechtav kuloi, b'fanai nechtam chetzi, only one of the eidim chasimah that I watched. The other one, I wasn't watching when the other one signed it. So Rav Chisda says on Ayis, even though in Hilchus Shtaris and Kalatara Kula, if you have a shtar that the person screams that it's mezuyif, so how do you solve that problem? Get two eidim and they look at the chasim and they say, to the best of our knowledge, that looks like it's a good authentic chasim. It doesn't look mezuyif. We recognize that man's handwriting. That's the way he signs. So nonetheless, over here it's no good. Even if you'll make a kiyum on the other eight chasimah, like in Kol HaTorah Kula, a regular kiyum of two eidim who will recognize that that's the handwriting, it's also no good. Why not? My time, or what's the logic? So he says, that's the halacha. Either you use this takana, or you use that takana. Akula b'kiyum aget, akula b'takanas chacham. The kiyum aget, how does Rashi say? Kiyum aget is when you have two eidim test. Kiyum aget means kiyum ashtar. Like in Perek get poshut. Get poshut. In Yiddish today, we only use the word get on a divorce. But Tosis pointed out in the first Tosis in the Masechta, the word get really means ashtar. Get aksub is also a get. Ashtar mechivas kam is also a get. Tanoim is a get. Everything is a get. A get just means a document. It just means a shtar that has chasimis on the bottom. So kiyum aget means kiyum ashtar. That's another way of saying kiyum ashtar. So Rav Chisda says, there's one takana de rabbanon, there are both takanas de rabbanon. It throws you off a little bit. He says, okula b'kiyum aget, it doesn't mean get. Okula b'takanas chacham is if the first one is a din deraisa. They're both takanas chachamim, and the first one, kiyum aget, doesn't mean a get. It means kiyum hashtar is the alma. So the lashon is throw you off a little bit, but that's what the Pirush HaMila says. Kiyum hashtar, kiyum aget means kiyum hashtar, the regular din from kol ha'tarish kulo. From all shtori halvor, when I want to collect from the loiven, he screams that it's mezuyif. I have to make a kiyum ashtar with two eidim chasima. So that's one method. That's one nusach of making kiyum with two eidim. Okula b'takonas chacham is the special local takona de rabbanon by ged that the shliach lo hiloch is bagloit all by himself to say b'fanenechtam that the chasimas are authentic. So Rav Chisda says you cannot split. You cannot split to say one chasimah will be authenticated by the shliach lo hilacha with the din that the shliach is bagloit or by himself to say b'fanenechtam chetzio, and the other chasimah will be authenticated, will be mevar that is authentic based on the regular din of kalat kula. So it says you can't be mitzarf this takana with that takana. We're talking about two takanas. The rabbani gather either go with this route or with that route. You can't have half like this and half like that.
One doesn't contradict the other.
Oh, so that's what Rava says. What's wrong? Maskif lo Rava, so Rava Tainus, what's wrong? The din in Kol HaTorah Kula is that you need two eidim to authenticate the chasimis. Unless I come and I look at the handwriting, I say, that's my handwriting. I think to the best of my knowledge, that's mine. But if anybody other than the eid himself comes, then you need two eidim. So that's a chumrah. In all stories, that's a chumrah by get the chachamim were makel that the shliach lo halacha is believed all by himself to say. So if the Mishnah tells you they made a break, they gave a mishum igun akili b'rabbanan, they gave a break. They're not always going to have today. You have a plane load full of people traveling from New York to Eretz Yisrael Keseda every day, back and forth. So it's shaykh that they could have required two eidim to recognize the chasimah. But b'zman ha'tanaim they didn't have so many people traveling back and forth. So sometimes you'll only have one person. Sometimes you'll only have the shliach lo halacha. So they didn't want to require such impossible chumrah. So they said, they make mishumigun akila b'rabbanan that the shliach is believed all on his own. So the Rav Tain is against Rav Chisda that it doesn't make sense. If the din is to give a break over mishumigun akila b'rabbanan that the shliach l'ailoch is believed, so just because he doesn't recognize the second chasimah, so you fall back on the regular din of kol ha'tarah kula, all the shtaros, which is mochomer, it's a chavada good.
Yeah.
If Eid Echud would have been good, if the Shliach Lailacha would have been good on his own, so if you have two Eidim, it's Avada good. That's how Taisus learns pshat. Maskif lo rava rava tainis mi kamidi. How can it possibly be? Dilo machad. If you say eid echod is good, if shliach loylocha says yemekel is kosher. So because the shliach loylocha doesn't know anything about the second signature, so you have to rely on a din from kol ashdar is the yalma. Kol ashdar is the yalma is machomer. So the chumer the din can't substitute for this. It can't be worse. Hashadika trei pasul. How can it be? So we understand. I understand what Rav Chisda said. Has to be either this din derabbanan or that din derabbanan. You can't have to get should be mekuyim with this din and have to get mekuyim with the other din. I understand Rav Chisda. I understand why Rabbi disagrees. Why the Gemara rejects Rav Chisda. It's too wild a chiddush. I understand why the Gemara rejects Rav Chisda because
this is better than the
should be good with the Kal V'Chaim. Should be good with the Kal V'Chaim. Yeah. Taisus on the bottom of the Amud Nika Midi. Taisvis points out, Taisvis here refers to what they said before. If you look in the middle of the Taisvis, what I said before is more correct. Where did they say before? They think that everybody remembers what they wrote on Dav Gimel. On Dav Gimel? Summer, no, we just learned it yesterday, Dav Gimel. So Taisvis had a machlekes with Rashi on Dav Gimel Amad Aleph here. Otu ki amri adayna mila mehen. So Taisus has a machlekes with Rashi in the following case. What if the shliach lohilocha says before I nechtav, I was watching when the sefer wrote the get. I was not watching when the Adam signed it, but he looks at the Hasim, he says, oh, I recognize those Hasimis. This is his Hasim, and that's his Hasim. Yeah, I see. I'm working the bank. And I recognize, I check all the canceled checks. I work, I'm an accountant, whatever. I know those Hasimis, 100%. They're both authentic. So is that good or not? When the Chacham made a takana that the Shliach Lailoch is believed all by himself, when you have a Kiyum Ashtoris in general, and you need to aid him to say on each signature, if he's not the aid himself who's saying, this is my signature, if it's an outsider. So you need to aid him. So to aid him, of course, they're going to say, they look at it and say, we recognize it looks like his signature. However, they know his signature. They know from he writes on the blackboard, he signs checks, whatever they know. But what if it's the shliach lohilocha? And he says, b'fanai nechtav, I was not watching when they signed, but oh, I look at the signatures, I recognize the signatures. Would that be acceptable or not? So that was a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis in the first pair. So Taisvis says that would not be acceptable. The special takanas chachamim that we believe the shliach lalach is only if he was watching b'fanai nechtam. If he says yadaiti, is no good. That's a machlekes over there. So that's the shaila, how to read our Gemara. Rashi holds that if the shliach lohelocha would have said yodaiti b'fanai nechtav kuloi b'fanai nechtam chetzi, I was watching when the first eight signed, then I had to go daven mincha, I had to go to Beis Akisa, whatever, when I came the second eight the signature was there already, I wasn't watching when he signed, oh, but I look at the signature, I recognize the signature. So according to Rashi and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, that's good Lamahadrin. That would have been good. If the Shliach Lohilach would have said Yodaiti, would be good. So that's what Rav Taina is against Rav Chisda. That's how Rashi translates.
That's what Rashi
learns here. Mi'ika midi di ilu omachad. If the Shliach Lohilach, the one would have said Yodaiti. Yeah. Not if he would have said b'fanai nechtam. I was watching when he signed. Rashi learns better than Taist. Rashi Zetzes Ein Iver. The Rav Stein is even stronger than we thought. How can it be? If the Shliach Lailach would have said, I was watching b'fanai nechtam chetzio. Oh, but I recognize the second Chasima would have been good. So now that he says, I was not watching by the second Chasima, I do not recognize the second Chasima, but you have two Eidim. Two Eidim. Yesh b'chlal masayim one, it's better. If he would have said himself, your deity would have been good. So since he's not saying, so you need two, so you have two. So you don't begin to understand why Rav Chisda should say that it's no good. Gorapela. So Tosis wants to soften the blow a little bit. How can Rav Chisda even say such a thing? How can there be a Hab Minas? So Tosis says, no, that's not true. If the Shliach Lailocha says, Bifanai Nechtav Kuloi, Bifanai Nechtam Chetzio, Avalani Makir, Chasimas Yado Eid Hasheni, I recognize the second Chasima. So Tosis writes, as we explained earlier on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, that's not acceptable. That's not good. The special nemon is that the Shliach Lailoch is only an Eid Echod, Mishumigin and Kilar Abana, Eid Echod is good. So only if he says Bifan and Echtav. If he says Ani Makir, then you need two Eidim. But Rav Chisda's Taina, so that's what Rav Chisda said, either one Takon or the other Takon. You can't be Mikhaim, have to get one Chasima with Bifan and Echtav with the nemonis of the Shliach, and the other Chasima should be Mikuyim with the regular din of Kalatarkul. So Rav Taina is like this, if the Shliach Lailoch would have said Bifanai Nechtam, not if he would have said exactly the same Nusach that they say, Yodanu, Anachtam Akirim Esachasima. We recognize. If he would have said Bifanai Nechtam, it would have been good, even though he's only an Ed Echod. Sahashta Dika Trey, now that you have the din of Kiyam Shtoris and Kola Terkula, they're not saying Bifanai Nechtam. They say, Anachtam Akirim, Yodanu, Chasim Es Yadayim. Should be a kavuchaim that it should be good. So Tosis makes it that Rav Chisda is not as peladik, not so wild. We're not going to pass like Rav Chisda. Lachem not going to pass like Rav Chisda anyway. I'll be pashtus. Robert disagrees with Rav Chisda.
Tosis might be a sheet, but if he says it's not good,
right? Right.
That's why
Tosis has to put Dav Gimel. Right. So Tosis says the way they explain on Dav Gimel, Rav Chisda is not so wild.
Yeah.
And the Machloikis is, how do you zetzain the words? And when Rava argues with Rav Chisda, he says, Meika midi, how can it be the ilu amachad, if the Shlich Lalacha would have said it would have been good? If he would have said what? If he would have said, Rashi learns, if he would have said Yadaiti, it would have been good. So Gora Pelan, Tosis tones it down. Not if he would have said Bifana Nechtam, it would have been good. So if you have Shnayim who say Yodanu, it should be good with the Kal V'Chaim, because that's the Mocham Adikadir. Okay.
No,
Eid HaChasim, that's a different shot.
One sees the Ksuba for the get written of the Ksuba, and they don't see the whole place, on the Eidik, and he starts seeing it. He had it up in the Gemara that it's fine, you don't have to see the whole thing.
Right. So it's long, that's how the Gemara said. Bifanai Nechtav Chetzio, the Mishnah says is a problem. Oh, you weren't here last week. Bifanai Nechtav Chetzio, the Mishnah says is a problem is only if Chetzio Hasheni. I was watching when the Chetzio Hasheni was written. But if I was watching when the Chetzio Harishon was written, then you say, Kolois al Dasu Shaino Oisa. That's how the Gemara said last week. Because when the Sefer starts to write, he says, in the case of Getzel, Lishmar, 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 then he starts writing. So if I heard him say that, and write the first line, so then you say, Kolos al Das Rishayna Huayse. But so what does the Mishnah say? Bifana Nechtav Chetzio is a problem. The Gemara says Chetzio Hasheni. The Shlich Lalocha comes in the middle. He never heard the Sefer make the declaration that he's writing it to Shmai Lishma. That's the practice. The Sefer makes that announcement before he starts to write. So that's Rav Chisda had this wild Chiddush, and Rav turns it down. El Omar Rav, so Rav says no. If you want to say a Chiddush, not such a wild Chiddush, we'll tone it down a little bit. El Omar Rav. Afilu hu ve'acher me'idim al chasimas yad hasheni posel. Let's go again in the Mishnah. The Shliach Lailocha says, the truth of the matter is I didn't do my homework. I was supposed to be watching b'shas k'sivas haget or b'shas chasimas shnehu edim. I went to Dav Mincha, I walked out by the second aid. But you know what? Ani makir chasimas yad ha'ed hasheni. I recognize it. So Rashi says, it's already good, finished. Rashi says it's good. So Rava says it's no. Rashi said it's good.
Yeah.
Rashi said over here it's good, and Rashi said on Dav Gimel it's good. So Rava has a very wild comment. Rava says, if the Shliach Lailocha says Bifanai Nechtav Kolaget Bifanai Nechtam Chasima Rishoina Chasima Shnia Lo Nechtam, I was not watching in the second eight sign. But I look at the signature, I recognize it. So Rashi says that would have been good if that would have been the end of the story. The tzara is that he says, and not only am I here and I recognize that I happen to have come from New York with another man on the airplane, he works in the bank, and ask him. So the other one looks and he says, yeah, I also recognize the chasim. So that makes it worse. So Rashi learns that makes it worse. If the other one wouldn't be here at all, I just solved the whole problem. According to Rashi, everything is kasha la mahadrin. Everything is fine. That's how Rashi says, everything is fine. Yeah. But what's Teichnish over here? Because I have another aid who says the same thing as me. I also recognize the second signature. The other aid is the Kashaloid. The Ishkan Karav Apostle. The other aid is Kashaloid. Pella. Nachamo. Hello, my Rabbi. Rabbi says, Rav Chizdis Chiddish is too great a Chiddish. That's Gogefella. I'll tell you a little Chiddish.
Yeah.
This Chiddish doesn't make any sense at all. So he says, Afilahu v'yacher me'idim al chasimis yad hasheni pasul my taima. So he gives the whole reason. Osi lechlufi b'kiyim shtoriz d'yalma v'konofik. Let me explain it. Let me translate. Rashi explains what's going on here. Taisa doesn't like this Rashi. Taisa son of Manal, we're going to disagree with this Rashi. Hemshech l'shitosim. There is a Rashi says there's a pasuk in Chumash that says al pishnayim made the two pasukim in Chumash. By din in the first it says al pishnayim made and moshloish edim yumas amazin. By momenus it says al pishnayim made and moshloish edim yakum dov. So the mashmois of the pasuk al pishnayim made and yakum dov is that a echad accomplishes half of the story. That's not enough. The other eid echad accomplishes half. So 50-50. Eid echad alone is going to say that somebody owes money to somebody else. Yeah, partially good is good to me. Mechayiv shvuah sometimes. But that's as far as it goes. To accomplish the whole job, you need two aidim. So based on the Mashmoas HaPasuk, the Gemara develops a din of Maseches Ksubis that the aidim, the two aid echots who testify in dini mominis, have to be 50-50. And if one of the aidim accomplishes 75% of the aidis, that's no good. Where do you have one of the aidim? How is it shaykh to have? That's called Naki Riva. Naki means minus. Minus river de mamayna, minus 25%, a quarter of the mamayna, apuma de chad sahada. You have to have the two eight echods. In the case of dini mamayna, each one should accomplish 50-50. Each one has a half. If I accomplish 75% and you accomplish 25%, so I've accomplished all minus 25%, naki river de mamayna, minus 25% of the mamayna's yaitse apuma de chad sahada. So that's a din that's not good. Where do you ever have a case? It's wild. So on the level of their eyes, it doesn't exist. That's the question. That's the quote B'Shem Rav Chaim. If on the level of their eyes, it doesn't exist, so what are they dashing a pasuk? Yeah, where's the called the tikka upon came their eyes a tikka? What they took a pasuk, al pishnayim edim yokum dovor, and the mashmois is, each one accomplishes half. That's how Rashi says.
I would say each one accomplished the whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah. But you need two edim.
Yeah.
That's how Rashi is explaining the Gemara. Rashi says the same in Ksubis. Here, where it says in this Rashi about 15 lines in, where it says Dvarim Yud Zayin, and Dap Tezvavim Veis. Rachman Amad, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Yud Zayin, Al Pishnai made him. Al Pishnai made him really says by Din in the Fashas. By Mamanis it says Al Pishnai ate him. Doesn't make a difference. Al Pishnai, the Mashma, Pa'ogo Apuma Dehai, Upalga Apuma Dehai. 50% rests, when Amoitzi Maman Al Pishnai ate him, half of the birur is based on this eid echad, half of the birur is based on that echad. So therefore, if it's going to turn out to be three quarters and one quarter teignish, where do you have echad timtza? So the only case you have echad timtza is in the din of kiyum shtoriz derabbana. It doesn't exist on a level of the rice. Kiyum shtoriz, there are two ways to make a kiyum hashta. I look at the chasim, I say, that's my signature. Looks to me that that's my signature. Or if I'm saying about someone else's signature, I say, it looks to me like it's his signature. So if I say it looks to me like it's my signature, you don't need another eid echad. I'm believed all on my own to say, I think this is mine. If I say about someone else, then you need two eidim to make the kiyum. So what if I have this shtar halvoy again that says that you owe me $1 million? You're screaming, you don't even know who I am, how could you owe me $1 million? So I'll say, I make a kiyum ashtar. So one of the eidim comes in person, and he says, yeah, that's my signature. And then the other eid is not available for comment. The other eid is not alive, the other eid who signed. So the one aid who said, that's my signature, says, and I recognize the other signature also. But now you're missing one. So you need another aid echad, you get another aid echad, and he says, I also recognize that signature. So it comes out that the aid echad has said, this, I think this is my signature, and I think this is Pliny's, that's three quarters of the aid. 75%. The only case at Shaykh is in this case, the Rabbonah, where the two kinds of Kiyum Ashtar. Well, I can either say this is my signature, I think this is my signature, I can say I think this is Pliny's signature. So if I say I think this is my signature, there's 50%. If I think this is Pliny's signature, there's another 25%. So the only case where it's gemolt, where such a thing is possible, is a case the Rabbanon of Kiyum Shtoriz. Does it ever reflect itself, this notion, al pishnai meidim demashma palga puma dahai, palga puma dahai? Sounds like Rashi is explaining
actually,
the Gemara.
50% actually, but on his it's 100%. It's kosher. he recognizes this. And the other one, you need two agents, and he says the other one, so it's half. So it's 150 instead of 150.
You don't need 150. You don't need 100.
Okay, another way of saying the same thing. Okay, another way of saying the same. So there is such a din de rabbanon. The question is it called a tikka rabbanon? Came there ice a tikka? Is there a din de raisa? L'chara there isn't on the horizon. Where could there be a din de raisa? It's the chapella. So they quote something Moshe Rab Chaim. I don't know exactly what they quote. It's a problem. It sounds like it's a tzadrosh on a pasuk. It happens also to apply here. But what do you mean it happens also? The only case where it can apply is by kiyum shtaris. We have such a funny way, the two kinds of kiyum shtaris. Either I say this is my signature, or I say I recognize it's plenty signature. So I'll call upon him nochamol. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns like this. Rava says a chiddush. I say befonai nechtav kulai, or befonai nechtam chetzi. I was watching when the first date signed, and I say ani makir chasimas yad ha'ed hasheni. I recognize the other chasima. So Rashi says it's already finished. It's good. It's good. Rashi on daf gimel writes that that's good. Now, boss, if it would have not been mishum igun akila be'rabbanon, they believe the shliach la'ilocha. But would have been, that's what Rashi stresses. In the Hilchas Gittin, there's nothing wrong with it. It's only a problem mishum da. My timer, he says on the second line in the Gemara. Also, the chlufa became shtar as the yalma. In another case of another shtar, if one aid accomplishes more than half of the problem, then it's not giriv with the mamayma apuma dechat sahara. Then it comes out you're getting 75% based on an eid echod, and that's no good. You have to have it balanced. It should be 50-50. So Rashi learns in Hilchas Gittin, it's really good. You didn't really need the other person at all. And if the other person comes, well, can't make it worse. The shlech l'aloch has believed everything all on his own, just because he solved the problem already. And if the other one comes and says, Gamani, he's the fifth wheel to the car. Gamani maka chasimis yad ha'ed Hashem. You didn't need him. The kiyum hashtar was good without him. So it really doesn't bother me. But it's a problem. Masi l'chluva b'kiyum shtar is the alma. Rava says we wouldn't allow it in a get isha, because if it would have been a case of kiyum shtar as a parallel case, it would have been this problem of naki riba de mamayna. So that's why we cannot allow it in Isha, by get Isha. Samaskil for Ravashi, that's how Rashi learns. Samaskil Ravashi, Ravashi Tainas. That's ridiculous. Mi'ika midi. How can you say such a thing? The case is the whole problem is solved already. The Shliach Lo'alocha says, Befonei Nechtav Kuloi, Befonei Nechtam Chetz, Vani Makir, Vani Biatzmi Makir, Chasimas Yad Ho'ed Hasheni. So Rashi learns the whole problem is solved. Finished. So just because another Eid Echad comes, you're going to make a Gzera de Rabbanon, not to Shar Shtari, Mamen. It doesn't make any sense. The Shliach Lo'eloch has solved the whole problem. L'chayre, it sounds like Rava's Chiddush is more wild than Avchizdas, no? Isn't it worse than Avchizdas? Avchizdas was not so bad before. Rava's Chiddush is a bigger Chiddush than Avchizdas. So Taisus is going to learn a different shot. That's why Taisus says it's wild. That's what Taisus writes on Amad Aleph. Mashe Pirish, this Taisus really belongs on Amad Beis. Mashe Pirish Bekuntris, what Ravshi comments, this long Rashi on Amad Beis, on the top here, the 15-line Rashi. What Rashi comments on Amad Beis, the Lerove, Chad Kiyama Yadaiti Kosher, if the Shliach Lailoche says, Befana nechtav kuloi, befana nechtam chetziv, ani makir chasim et yad ha'ed hasheni is good. So he says, the chapile ploim, how can Rava say such a thing? Ma'ol al daito shal Rava, how can you have a havamina to say like that? Ma'ol al daito al Rava, lipso kishem isayo achir. If he has another one, it's just a bump kidnach. He says the same thing. Kivin doloi chayish lichlufei, ki leka achir bad. Rav explains what his problem is. Rav says he's concerned about Dilmas and the Chluf and the Kiyam Shtar Zyalma. So Taisat Tainas, what are you worried about Kiyam Shtar Zyalma? The Gemara in the first parak said, there's a problem. How can you ever make a Takana de Rabbana? What it says in the Mishnah, that the Shliach Lailacha will be believed to say Befan Anechtam, Befan Anechtam. What about Dilmas and the Chluf and the Kiyam Shtar Zyalma? People will make a mistake. They'll think even when I have the $1 million note, that Kleimerish, it says you owe me $1 million. And it's signed by two Adam. You're screaming Mizuyah. So people will think they once were watching in a Kiyam Aget, once were watching in a Mesiris Aget, and the Shliya Lalacha was believed all by himself, even though he's only an Erechot. So maybe in Amaris will think over here also that Erechot will be believed to make a Kiyam Ashtar. So the Gemara asks, why not be concerned about Dilmot and the Chluf if he came Shtar Zama? The Gemara says, no! The Kiyam Shtar is the Alma, you don't have to say Bifana Nechtav. That's why they made a Takana, you have to say Bifana Nechtav together with this. So it's not Bifana Nechtav, it's a special din in Aget, so the Balabatim will also understand. Even those that never learn Git will also understand something different. So Taisa says, you already explained in the first Perek, Dav Gimel, why there's no problem in Dilmas and the Chlufe. So if there's no problem here in Hilchas Git and Minei Yubei, just concerned about Dilmas and the Chlufe, they don't see why you should be concerned.
What would be the scenario?
So that's why Taisa says, it cannot be. It's not Shaykh to say that that's Pshat. So they say what they wrote on Dav Gimel is more correct. And they toned down, based on what Taisus wrote on Rav Gimel, they toned down Rav Chizda in the beginning of the sugi also. And now they're toning down Rava, that Chachit should make some sense. So the case over here is like this. The Shlich Lalocha says, Befana Nechtav Kuloi, Befana Nechtam Chetzio. And if he says, Vani Makir Chas, and I recognize the second signature, the problem is not solved yet. It's no good. It's no good. You need two people to say on the second signature. And Rav Chizda originally held that that would not be sufficient if you have two who say Anachtem Akirim Chasimus Yadu Eid Hasheni. That's the din of Kiyam Shtoros and Kol HaTorah Kula. When the Shliach Lalocha says Befana Nechtav or Befana Nechtem Chetzi, that's a special din of Shliach Lalocha. So Rav Chizda says either this route or that route you can't mish tzazama. So Rav said, but it's a Kal V'Chaymer should be good. So Rav says, but with my Kal V'Chaymer, I hold from the Kal V'Chaymer, with my Kal V'Chaymer, I have to tone down my Kal V'Chaymer. Kal V'Chaymer is only good. If you have two people, mi bachutz come and say, if the shliach lalocha says befanenechtam chetzio, the other signature I don't know anything about it, and then two other people come and they say about the second signature yodanu, then Rava says it's good with a kal v'chaymer. If shliach lalocha is good, so certainly to Edom is good. But if the shliach lalocha himself is one of the two who are saying on the second chasima and achna makirim yodanu, so then it's the same, then it's similar to Naki Riva de Mamayna Pum Nechad. It comes out that the Shlich Loi Locha is one person and he's solving 75% of the problem. Usually the Shlich Loi Locha can solve the whole problem.
He says,
he solves the whole problem. Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been good. But here where you're using two different dinim, so that's why should also be good. But that's why Rava says, Dil Masa de Chlufa became Shtoriz the Alma. They'll also the chlufi is going to be. They'll make a mistake. They'll think the naki riva the mamayna pum and the chad is good in kol haTorah kula. Not like Rashi, they make a mistake to think that erechot is good. According to Rashi, the shlich lalocha solved the whole problem over here. You didn't need the other one at all. So just because the other one comes and makes it kalya because it looks like naki riva the mamayna. So Taisa says no, it really is naki riva the mamayna pum and the chad here. The Shlich Lailoche would have been believed on everything, so he's believed on 75% also. So Naki Riva the Mamayna by a get the Isha is good, but it's a Dilmas of the Chlufa by Kiyam Shtoris the Alma. Balabatim will think that Naki Riva the Mamayna is good by Kiyam Shtoris also. And that's no good. It's like Zera the Rabbanon, that's no good. So that's what Maskif La Ravashi. Ravashi says, but how can you say such a thing? By Shliach Lohilocha, he's believed on 100%. The whole basis of Naki Riva de Mamayna is a pasuk, al pishnai made him, each one does half in a 50 and 50, you can't have 75, 25. Here the Shliach Lohilocha is believed all by himself, so what do I care if he's 75%? And the Balabatim will understand that. That's where Ravashi Tain is against Rava. How can you make a gzera dilmasa the chlufa became shtaris? They'll see that here 75%, 75, 25 is good, so I think it's good over there. No! Everybody knows the Shliach has believed 100% on solving 100%. So that's the argument. That's the argument in the Gemara. But the way Rashi learns, it's Gora Pella. The way Rashi learns, the Shliach Lalach has really believed on his own. And just because another Dundit comes along and shepherds a Chsus, it makes it worse. How does it make it worse? You didn't need this, you didn't need the outsider at all. So Ravashi doesn't like Rava's Chiddush. He says, if you want to say a Chiddush, Elom Ravashi. Rava held that Rav Chizda's Chiddush is too much. Ravashi holds that Rava's Chiddush is too much. So Ravashi says, if you want to say a Chiddush, we'll tone it down. Elom Ravashi. We'll tone it down a little bit. That's the Shaila. How does he tone it down? If the Shliach Lailoch says...
Everybody won't say something, makes it worse.
Yeah. According to Rashi, Rava's Chiddush is much greater than Rav Chizda's. Pella. Yeah. So the Gemara, the next one is good, very shvir. Elo Amar Rav Ashi. What if the shliach, with going on the Mishnah, the shliach lo halacha says b'fanai nechtav kuloi, u'b'fanai nechtam chetzio.
And I am not there.
I was watching when the first date signed, and then the bezin says, and what about the other signature?
Yeah,
so he says, and I in person, I am the one who signed the second one.
No,
it's not good. B'fanai nechtam.
B'fanai
nechtam. What, he was closing his eyes when he was signing? If he's the second name, so it's not good. Hello, Maravashi. If you want to say a chiddush, you have to say tafastim ruba like tafast. You have to say a small chiddush. What's a small chiddush? Afilo emer anihu eid hasheni pasul. Why? Because that's the din. That's the nusach and kiyam shtaris of kol haterkula. That there are two kinds of kiyam ashtar. Either I say ani makir, I can recognize my handwriting, and then I'm believed all by myself. Or I say with another aid anachnu makirim chasim as yadhu aid. So if I say I recognize it. So that's the din of kol haterkul of kiyam shtaris kol haterkul ani makir. By shliach lailocha, normally the shliach lailocha is not one of the eidim who signs. So he uses a different nusach. He says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So here we're using half and half. He says b'fanei nechtam, on the one can't be the both eidim.
Yeah.
Can only be one of the two. So to say on one of the chasim is b'fanei nechtam, that's not enough because the masa the chlis. So you have to have two. So the only time the Shleil Lalach is believed to say B'fanai Nechtam is when he says also B'fanai Nechtam. Good, so he says B'fanai Nechtav, B'fanai Nechtam Chetzio, Vani, Vani Hu Eid Hasheni. It's doch good, so what's the problem?
No.
So Avchizda says, no, you're using two different kinds of Kiyim Shtoros, Akula B'Kiyim Aget, Akula B'Takonos Chachamim.
Why?
So Tosis asks on the top, this doesn't make any sense at all. What are you talking about? He said B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. What's the problem over here?
The whole thing is B'fanai.
Taima Mi'ika Midi, that's the top line in the top Tosis. Mi'ika Midi, how can it be? Di'ilu Oma B'fanai Nechtam Kosher. If he doesn't say the secret, he doesn't say, my name is... He just says, B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. It's not good. So now that he gives you more details and he tells you, not only was I present, but I was the one who said, this is the Chabad of good. How can I wake him? It doesn't make any sense. Emphatizes the secret is found in the Yerushalmi. Shaila is, does the Yerushalmi stem with the Babli? So Taisus pushes them in together. Taisus blends them in together. It looks like he's a Negev B'Yedusa. A real Negev B'Yedusa means an Andamaisa. Negev B'Yedusa means there's a Negias Mammon that if I testify in this direction, then I will be saving myself money. I'll be making money, I'll have a place to collect money, whatever. You have a Sichsach with him, whether that factory belongs to you or doesn't belong to you. You happen to owe me money. So it's in my best interest, and you don't have any assets, just the factory. So it's in my best interest that the factory should belong to you, that I should foreclose on the factory because you owe me $1 million. I'm going to prove this document that you owe me $1 million. If he's going to win the factory, so I won't have what to collect from. You have no assets. So when I say my original aid is the factory belongs to him and not to him, right now I'm not involved. But Bezin looks ahead and they see, I'm going to get the aidus. Maybe I'm giving Eidah Shekhar, maybe the reason why I'm testifying is in order to go to the next step, that I stand to gain some benefit. So that a real Negev B'Yedus is only when there's a Negias Mammon is going to gain something over here. So this is Nirik in Negev B'Yedus. The Yishalmi says, when I say I am one of the signatories, I'm one of the Eidah Hasima on the get, people always like that what they get involved in should not be a Levatola. What did I involve myself in a thing which is a waste, just a hevel avolim, an act of futility? What did I sign a get and it never led to anything? So the fact that I am one of the Eidah Hasima, Mistama, have a shtickle in the gears, Nishke in the gears moment, have a shtickle in the gear that I would like the get should lead up to fruition, it should turn out to be good. So it's Nirik in Negev B'Yedusa. That's what the Yerushalmi says. When he says it like that, Nirik in Negev B'Yedusa. The Nirik looks as if, Lekachu bo lohed al chasimas hasheni. Why is he saying, Ani makir chasimas yadu eid hasheni? Kedei shetiskai meidus chasimo so. In order that it should turn out that I didn't waste my time by signing the gift. But that's not what it says in the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't say that the reason for Avashi is because Nirikin Agebi Yeduso. Bavli says Akula became Aged, Akula betakonas Chachomi. So Taisus says, well, it means a blend of both. Yeshleima, because this is not a full reason and that's not a full reason. You can't really say Negebi Yeduso, Sinishkin Negias Mammon. It's not Shtikala Negias, psychological Negias, that it shouldn't come out that I engaged in an act of futility. I signed a get that never led up to anything. Just I wasted my time. Can the shliach la'ilacha marry the woman? He's not allowed to. Mishnah says he's not allowed to. Some from his family, then. Yeah.
Still could be nekiyah.
Yeah.
Or he knows this is a bad marriage and he wants to save her.
Yeah.
They always could be nekiyah.
Could always be, yeah. Nekiyah is only if you know. Nekiyah is only if I know that there's a nekiyah. See, this is slight psychological. So that's what Taisus and Taisus claims that you have to put together the reason that the Bavli has, but the reason with the Yerushalmi, each one hinked on Tabisl. The Tam of the Yerushalmi is Shvach, that it's Nirikin Egebedus, it's Sinishkin Egeas Moment. And the Tam of the Bavli is also Shvach, Akulab Takaschal, Akulab Kima, get what's wrong if you have half and half. Should be good with a Kalvachimer.
If
like we said before, Kalvachimer, that if you have the din from Kalatara Kula, that he says, Ani Makir Hasimus Yadi, that should be Zicha good. That's the Chamochom of the Gedin. So should Zicha be good? So we blend in together. Each Tam is a half of a Tam. Mm. So together we make a psul. Very shver report. All Gemara shver. All the three opinions are shver. What prompted each one of them? Amorim, Rav Chizda, but Rav what do they have to add on a Knech? What do they have to add a Chiddush on? I don't know. The whole thing is a Mishnah. Rashi says they weren't interpreting the Mishnah. Rashi says on the bottom, Lav lefrushi mas nisno. So Rav Chizda, Rabin, they're not saying that that's what the Mishnah says. They're adding on to the Mishnah. So what kvetched them? Svar the day Moisev Yomer Ravusa Rav Chizda but Rav and Rav Ashi they're adding on an egg and a chiddush. I think that even if it would be Azaknech, it would still be no good. What prompted them to say such strange chiddush in Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara is going to say a little bit. Zog the Gemara Tanan on these three opinions. Tanan, the Mishnah says the Gemara is going to say what prompted them to say. So the Gemara says Bifan ein echtav kula Bifan ein echtam chetzyoy pasul. If the Shliach Lalocha says, I was only watching when the Sefer wrote the get, and when one of the Edom signed it. So it's no good. Preg the Gemara, and what about the other signature? Preg the Gemara, Ida Chetz Yohechi Dami. What happened to the other signature? Ilema, if you're going to say the Pshat in the Mishnah is, the Lek or the Kamasar Aleklam. Nobody says boo about the other Hasima. The Mishnah is to be taken the way it says. Befana nechtav kuloi, or befana nechtam chetzio is no good. So you must have pshita that it's no good. We already know from the first period. You have to have befana nechtam. Can't you figure it out? It's the chakal v'chaymer. The Mishnah says if the shlich l'alocha says befana nechtav, and another person says befana nechtam, and the one was watching when the Sefer wrote it, was not watching when the Edom signed it. One is watching when the Edom signed it, was not watching when the Sefer wrote it. So you don't have one person who says both before and after. So the Mishnah says that's no good. Even though you have an eid echod covering, you have two shluchim loylocha, and each shluch loylocha covers half. One covers the before and after, one covers before and after. So the Mishnah says it's no good. So when you only have the shluch loylocha covering one and a half before and after, you didn't even cover both the chasimis. So of course it's no good. So why does the Mishnah have to bother to mention this din? That b'fana nechtam chetzio, it's no good. So it must be that the Mishnah is trying to tell you a chiddush. That's what we asked before. What prompted Rav Chizda? What prompted Rava? What prompted Ravashi? What prompted them to say anything? So the Gemara now says what prompted them. The Mishnah is Seira. You have this Mishnah that says b'fana nechtam chetzio pasul. What's the case? If he should say the lack of the kamasar aleklam, nobody says anything about the other chasime. It's the chavana no good. What do you need the whole mishnah? Hashte echadam mifanan echt, echadam mifanan echtam. If you have two shluchim loylochim, one of them was only watching on the ksiva, and one was watching on the chasime. Dai kamasar akula ksiva, kamasar akula chasime. So what does it boil down to? You have an eid echad, not the same eid echad. You have shliach loylocha testifying on all, the only tzaris is not the one person shliach la'ilocha, there were two shluchim la'ilocha, and he was watching here. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, pasul. Quite a merit, it's good. No, but you still have to have. Ramei holds that you don't need the ksiva lishma, but you still. Mark explained in the first parak that this is a special kula by kiyum aget that we allow a shliach loy locha, and we're concerned dil masi the chlu. You don't need a ksiva lishma, but still the shliach loy locha is believed over here to say b'fan anechtam. This poses a problem. Dil masi the chlufa became shtarz diyama. Someone may make a mistake and think that just like here we're mekel, here it's only mishum miguna kila b'rabbonan. So people may make a mistake and think just like Eid Echod is bagloipt over here to say b'fan anechtam, so too by the $1 million note that he owes me the money. Also don't think that. So Rav Meir is concerned about that. Everybody's concerned about that. So in order that it shouldn't be confused with the regular kiyum shtaros where you do need to aid him, so we insist that you have to say b'fan anechtav also. In order that it shouldn't be Dilmas of Echlufa, and we insist that it should be the same person, who's going to say b'fan anechtav, who said b'fan anechtav. So even though you have two shluchim lo halacha, and one of them says on the b'fan anechtav, one says b'fan anechtav, so the Mishnah says that that's no good. So madach, that case is no good. So if you're missing half, is the chavara no good? If you're missing half of the chasim, is avara no good. Ela muzma zogen, that the Mishnah is there, the extra line in the Mishnah is coming to tell me some kind of a chiddush or another. So we have a klal, whenever we have a pasuk, or whenever you have a Mishnah, and you see that the Mishnah is just
not straight,
begging you, the pasuk is telling you something, and you don't know exactly what, so we have a klal, tafasta murubaloi tafasta, tafasta mo tafasta. You have no right to chap the greatest chiddush. You chap on the smaller chiddush. The Gemara says, from these three chiddushim, which one is the greatest chiddush? So the Gemara claims, Rav Chizde was the wildest chiddush of all. We're not so sure exactly why, according to Rashi Zichanat. Rava should be the wildest chiddush, according to Rashi. That mamish didn't make any sense. That's how the Gemara presents. Rav Chizde was the greatest chiddush. Rava wanted to tone it down. Rav Ashi toned it down further. He felt that Rava's was too wild. He toned it down further. So the Gemara says, Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, you have a Mishnah Yisera. So how can you say that the Mishnah tells you Rav Chizde's Chiddush, the greatest Chiddush from all the three possible? It either tells you, should it say Rav Ashi? So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, either Rava or Rav Ashi. So Rashi asks, what's Rava or Rav Ashi? He just goes Bahadroge. Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta. So the Gemara goes Bahadroge, Rav Ashi is the smallest Chiddush. So take Rav Ashi, how can you even take Rava? The Gemara says, Ella, what do you see from the fact that you have an extra Mishnah? Okay, the Rava, okay, the Rav Ashti, because Tafasta Merubah Loi Tafasta. Well, Apuki Mid Rav Chizde. You have no mocker to say such a great Chiddush like Rav Chizde. So Rashi is bothered. How can you say the Rava? Rashi on the first white line. Rashi on the first white line, fact. The Im Timer sounds like a Taisus. The Im Timer, Apuki Nami Mid Rava. So throw out Rava also. If you say tafasta meruba loy tafasta, Rashi says with the chiddush zutra, so you hop on the smallest chiddush. La pukenami mid the rav v'lash minu had the rav Rashi dehi zutra the rav dehi zutra. Emphat Rashi. No. Rav is not that much greater a chiddush than Rav Ashi. Rav Chizda, that's the greatest chiddush. Rav Chizda namen aleph, that was the wildest chiddush. That's too much. Rav is a slightly greater chiddush than Rav Ashi, but not so much more. That's where Rashi claims. Taisus says, according to the way Rashi learned, Rav is the wildest chiddush. It's such a great chiddush, it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. So that's why Taisus had to reinterpret Rav. In the Mela, they had to reinterpret Rav Chizda, they had to reinterpret everything based on Rav. But that's what Rashi says. Rav is a slightly greater chiddush than Rav Chizda, than Rav Ashi, but not so much greater. So that the Gemara can already see. Either Rav or Rav Ashi, but Lapukim the Rav Chizda, there's no mocker at all to say like Rav Chizda.
But even if it's just the slightest, it should go to Rav Ashi. And the Chananid, it's very close.
Yeah, but it's, still it's not so much different.
Once you go for the least, so you should.
Kash
go
is better than the Teretz.
Yeah.
Kash is better than the Teretz. I don't know. So good to Kash. I don't know the Teretz. But the Gemara says, Lapukim the Rav Chizda, according to Rav Chizda, there's no mocker at all. What's the hechrich to say such a wild chiddush? Maybe the smaller chiddush is enough, so there's already no mocker to say. So the Gemara says, Amalach Rav Chizde, Rav Chizdi can argue back to you. What do you need that line in the Mishnah for? When the Shliach Lailocha says, I was watching when it was written, I was not watching when it was signed. And already says, if you have an Eid Echor, one Shliach says on this, one Shliach says on that, it's no good. So if you only have a Mefaneach to Mizavara, no good. So if you're talking about extra lines in the Mishnah, so that's Legamri Miyuta. So the answer is, sometimes you have a Mishnah where it's Loizu Avzu Katani. You have a smaller chiddush written first, and then you have later on a greater chiddush. Greater chiddush. So he says, Rav Chizda says, my shtikel Torah, I said, not based on a hechrech. If I would have derived my shtikel Torah from a kvetch, from a hechrech and a mishnah, you have a line, a mishnah yisera, an extra line in the mishnah, so you would be right. Tefasta murabolai tefasta. How can I say such a reisendige chiddush? Maybe it's enough to say like Rav, maybe it's enough to say like Rav Ash. But he says, my chiddush is just based on an egen esvara. I hold, I'm convinced that this is correct. It's not based on a mishnah. A mishnah can't prove anything. Because it could be that it's loizu abzu kotoni. Sure. So that's the end of the topic, yeah, that is nageya to Ilchus Gittin, but it's not so much nageya bizman as that. It doesn't come up. Now the Gemara talks about similar cases in totally other areas of halacha. We want to discuss, either you go one route or you go the other route, but you can't be mitzarif half from here and half from there. That's a little bit what Rav Chizdi started to say, and what Rav Ashi said, Okula begim aget, Okula betakars cham, there are two routes to make the kiyum ashtaris of kol ha'torah kula, and then there's a special din of b'fananecht, so you have to, so Rav Chizdi and Rav Ashi both held such a svara. Rav Chizda now continues to apply it to another case. What's the din? Omer Rav Chizda din in Hilchus Shabbos to make an area into a Rishu Sayochid. So you need a mechitza of Asar Tvachim. You need a mechitza of Asar Tvachim. A lot of people make a mistake. Balabatim a lot of times make a mistake. Everybody knows that the water is a mechitza. If you have an island, the water is a mechitza. What do you mean the water is a mechitza? A mechitza is like this. Yeah, this is not 10 Tvachim at all. This is also not 10 Tvachim. A mechitza means a thing that's standing up. A wall is a mechitza. What do I mean the water? It means if you have an island where there's a sudden drop in the edge, so that's a melitza that the Achreinim have a loshen, the Rishonim, the Bahag has, the water is a mechitza. It doesn't mean the water. It's the edge of
the depth of the cliff.
If you have a sudden cliff, but if you have a beach that goes in like this, the water is nishke mechitza. There is no such thing. If you have a sudden drop, then it's a mechitza. So there are three kinds of mechitza. The Braisa in Masechah Shabbos, in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, describes three kinds of mechitza. One is the mechitza that separates between one room and the other. That is Avir on the right side, Avir on the left side, and then there's a wall in the middle. Yeah. Then you have another kind of a mechitza where you dig a ditch in the middle of the ground that's 10 tvachim deep, and it has to be dalal al dalal tvachim. In order to be considered a reshus, in order to be considered a mokum, you have to have dalal al dalal tvachim. Less than dalal al tvachim is not called a mokum at all. Less than dalal dalal is called a mokum ptur. That's a euphemism. That's a loshen saginor. That's the one that's not a mokum. The mokum ptur is the one that's not a mokum. So if it doesn't have dalal dalal tzachim, the Tanoim coined the term mokum ptur. It's a nishke mokum. It's a nishke mokum. In order to be a mokum, you have to have dalal dalal tzachim. So let's say you dig a ditch in the ground. The house is the harishu sayachad. Anyway, you have walls around the house. Let's say I dig a ditch in the middle of the rishu sarabim. All around is rishu sarab. All around is the carmelis, whatever. And then I dig a ditch. So if the ditch is 10 tvachim deep and is dala adal tvachim on the floor, the ditch will also be rishu sayachid. Why? Because I have walls. I have walls. The walls don't have to be dafka like walls of a house where you have avir over here and empty space over here, avir. Mm-hmm. You have avir on the inside of the ditch and otum. It's all filled up with offer. On the sides, what do I care? When I'm standing in the ditch, when I'm sitting in the ditch, I should look up, I see a wall. What do I care what's on the other side of the wall? Whether it's the whole globe, the whole offer, or it's just a wall that's so thick, and then I have avir over here, it's also mechitza. And then
shelter.
There's a third. Huh?
You don't need a shelter.
Okay.
You don't need a sudden drop. You don't need a sudden drop.
Yeah, the Gemara has dinim, it doesn't have to be so sudden. It doesn't have to be that sudden. The Gemara says as long as it's a tel hamislakeit, we'll get to the third din. If it reaches the height of 10 tzvachim within dalaramas, that's the third kind of rishus hayochid. The Gemara has three kinds of mechitzas. The one is a geder. You have avir mikan, avir mikan. The other one is a charitz. If you dig a charitz in the middle of the street, so you have when you sit on the bottom, on the floor, so you look up, you have a mechitzas on each side. What about kibbutz on the other side? Then the third one is a tail b'shus harab. You have a b'shus harab. Then in the middle, you have, let's say, a platform that's 10 tefachim tall and dalar adal tefachim on top. So on top of that platform, there is no inside. The inside is all otum, it's all filled in with offer. So on top of that pedestal, on top of that platform, has the status of Rishus HaYochid. Let's say, Chris, you have a garbage can. Let's say you have a garbage can or you have an automobile that's parked, a bus that's parked in the middle of the street. And the mechitzas on the side of the bus or the automobile are often 10 tefachim tall. And then on top of the automobile, you have a roof on top. So that would have been considered a Rishus HaYochid if not for the fact, usually, that the mechitzas of the automobile do not reach within 3 tefachim to the ground. If the mechitzas are suspended in the air and they're not within, that's a mechitza teluya. Mechitza that's suspended, and gedoyim bokimbo, the gedoyim can jump under it easily. A goat can jump under it easily. Bebas roish, the Gemara's a loshen, they can easily jump under it, so then it's not called a mechitza. But let's say if you have a pedestal, a platform in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, in the middle of the Karmelis, and the pedestal is 10 tefachim tall and dalal on top, so that will be considered a Rishus HaYochid. Let's say a lot of times they have newspaper stands.
Yeah.
So
it's a booth.
A booth. Let's say you have a telephone booth in the middle of the street. Right. So the whole street is a Karmelis or Rishus HaRabim, and a telephone booth has dalal adal tefachim. You don't have to have dalal adal adam. Dalal adal tefachim is very little. Dalal adal tefachim, and you have 10 tefachim tall. So that's mamish Rishus HaYochid. So that's a simple Rishus HaYochid, telephone booth, or a bus shelter, or a garbage can. That's simple mechitza, because you have avir on the inside, avir on the outside. This case of tail Rishus HaRabim is a greater chiddush, that you don't have avir on the inside. It's all autumn, it's all filled in with offer.
Slopes up and then hill.
Right, so that's also Rishus HaYochid. So that sloping, that's a chiddush within this. The Gemara says, not only if the tail has a sudden drop, even if it's what we call a tail hamislaked, a tail that goes up a little bit gradually, but if it reaches the height of 10 tefachim within a distance of 4 amos, if it reaches the height of 10 tefachim, and on top of this mound you have dalar al dal tefachim, and it reached, and it's not a sudden drop. It's a little bit like this, but it's not so gradual. It's not that gradual. It reaches the height of 10 tefachim within dalar amoy, so then it's also considered a mechitz. It doesn't have to be so sharp, a sudden drop. Yeah.
The tail does not have to belong to an individual. It's only Rishus HaYochid.
Yeah.
Even if it belongs to the rabbim.
Ownership is lomala v'lamorid. In Hilchas Shabbos for the mechitzas, ownership is lomala v'lamorid for Rishus HaYochid. For Rishus HaRabim it is. In order to be considered Rishus HaRabim, one of the conditions is it has to be owned by the municipality. It has to be publicly owned. Let's say Rockefeller Plaza, which is privately owned. So the Gemara in Erevin on Dalcha Bay, Samad Bay, seems to say that it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. That's one of the conditions. In order to be Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, has to be 16 Amis wide, Tezayin Amis, has to be Dumi the Mishkan, has to be the same way the Levim were carrying the Kroshim on top of the wagons and taking the Kroshim off of the wagons. So the wagons had the status of Rishus HaYochid, and the ground where they erected the Mishkan, where they took it off, was the Rishus HaRabim. So since you learn out all the Melachos of Shabbos from the Asiyas on Mishkan, so the definition of Rishus HaRabim is also derived from the Mishkan. So the Gemara learns that it has to be 16 Amos wide, like in the days of the Midbar. It has to be in the Makure. The Rishus HaRabim shouldn't have any roof on top. It should be not privately opened. It should be not privately owned by anybody. And some Rishonim say you should have the ability, you should have Shishim Riba people traveling there. All the different conditions to establish it as a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So Rav Chizda comes and he says a chiddush in Hilchas Shabbos. There are three different kinds of mechitzas. There's a mechitza of a geder with a zavir on either side. Then there's a mechitza of a charitz where there's avir in the inside of the Rishus HaYochid. On top of the Rishus HaYochid is avir, but then on the other side of the mechitza is atum. And then there's a tail Rishus HaRabim where the inside of the Rishus HaYochid is all atum, and the avir is around the tail.
In the tail, what's the steps going up to a fork? It's gradually going up, but it's steps.
Okay. That's also telling us that
depends. Mishnah Berurah quotes a suffix about that. The Bir Halacha, he's in the suffix. The Chazanish drates a back and forth and back and forth, but Raya's Lakan, he has no Raya's Lemaisa. Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish are Mesupik, whether the din that it's Mitztarev if it reaches the height of 10 tefachim within Dalet Amos, first there's a machlokes, where is Dalet Amos? 10 tefachim, the top of the plateau is over here, 10 tefachim. Dalet Amos means the bottom bar, or the hypotenuse, how do you call it?
Yeah.
The slight difference, the base or the diagonal. So that's a machlokes in the Merkavas HaMishneh with Rav David Aramor. Some Sfardish are going before his time. He has a machlokes about that. And then the... Rav Chisda has a suffix. Can you be mitzarei five tefachim from one din mechitze with five tefachim from the other din mechitze? Let's see. Omer Rav Chisda, just like we said a svara before, Rav Chisda was the Rosh HaMadabrim, he was the first one. And then Rav Ashi picked it up partially, the third one, that you either go one route or the other. Before it was within the Takana de Rabbanon. There are two different routes in the Takana de Rabbanon. There's Shliach Lailocha Takana de Rabbanon, a special local Takana by Get. Then there's a Takana Kim Shtar is the Yalma, general, that can apply also to Kim Aget. So here we're working in Dinim Derais already. The Din Derais has to go either one route or the other to make it into Rishus HaYochid. You can't use half of one, half of the other. What is he talking about? Amar Rav Chisda, Gidut Chamisho, Mechitza Chamisho, Eim Etztarfim, Adshi Yehei, Okula B'Mechitza, Okula B'Gidut. That's what Rav Chisda says. And Merema disagrees, and Vehilchasa Mitztarfim. Merema says it's not correct. Gidut Chamisho, Mechitza Chamisho, Eim Etztarfim, Vehilchasa Mitztarfim. So what are they talking about? What do the words mean? So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what the Pirush Amilus is over here. So take a look in the Tosfos. This is very negative. That's how Rashi learns. Yeah. You have a ditch that's only five tefachim deep. It's dalet al dalet tefachim on the bottom on the base, but it's only five tefachim deep. So that's not a Rishus HaYachid. That on the edge of the ditch, he's going to build walls. That it's going to be another five tefachim. Oh, so Rashi learns that that's the machlokes amoraim between Rav Chisda and Mereima. Rav Chisda says it's no good. Gidud means you dig, to dig. So gidud chamisha, if you dug a charitz in the ground five tefachim deep, and the mechitza on the edge on top of it. So Rashi learns Rav Chisda holds it's no good. Mereima holds it is good. Machlokes amoraim, and the Gemara paskins like the second amoraim. So Taisa says, how can it be? It's a Mishnah. How can you have a machlokes amoraim? It's a Mishnah. Bar b'chol yosai, mitzdar from lasar. That's what it means. A bar means the depth of the bar in the ground is only 8, 9 and a half tefachim, whatever. And then you have a chol yosai bar, you build up the bar around the edge, so people shouldn't fall into the bar. So you build it up a little bit, but you don't have to build it up, let's say.
Because if you stand on the bottom, it's still 10 tefachim.
So Taisa says, when you're going to stand on the bottom, of course, you're going to be right.
And five tefachim.
If the behemoth falls in, Stam also it's a bore you.
Why should it be
the same?
distinction. There's a din of market. There's a din of market. The original din of market in the Chumash is on top of a gag. That's in order to say that bracha. There's a mitzvah says to be asisa market legagecha. And many Rishonim, not all, is the last siman in Chayshim Mishpat, the very last page in Chayshim Mishpat. They quote many Rishonim hold that you say a bracha on Makkah. There are three sheetahs. Some Rishonim say you say a bracha, Shekhadish Hazan Tzonu, Lasas Makkah, and others say Alasias Makkah. And the third sheetah, you don't say a bracha at all. So right. many Rishonim hold you do say a bracha, it's a mitzvah sesse. But that mitzvah sesse, the Asisa Makkah, Ligagecha, is only if it's a Makkah on a roof on top of a bayis where people live. What if you have a boar in the backyard? But it's a sakana, the kids can fall into the board.